long enough to say, okay, I'm going to settle on one.
All right. Testing is done and grading is done. Everybody did very good, just for the tape's sake here. And I'm sure the average grade was over 90, so that was good. That doesn't mean everybody had over 90. It just means the average was over 90. All right. We are looking at lesson 8. And we have 25 minutes to do that. So turn to that. Lesson 8. There we go. All right. And here is your homework sheet. So you can kind of glance at that as well. Lesson 8 seems at first to have a very short vocab, but looks can be deceiving, okay? Because your vocab, you can see it has altas, but it has altas, and then you have the A and O, all, for the feminine and neuter, and then you see the pron thing there. And pron stands for pronoun. And pronouns are like adjectives in that they take all the, or like nouns actually, I should say. They take the endings of the nouns, okay? But like adjectives, they are in each of the genders. So atas is he, ate is she, ata is it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is your third person subject, if you would. Right, he, she, it, okay? And so if you turn, it's a turning the page to me, paragraph 96, just in case yours isn't the same, you'll see in paragraph 96 the declension of the personal pronoun of the third person. And so you can see that your, though the vocab was short, there's a huge declension there for you. Okay? But again, this shouldn't be a big deal because you already know os, u, o, on, oi, on, ois, us, and a, ace, a, ain, I, on, ice, os, and a, u, o, a, a, on, ois, a, which are the endings for the...
It's different.
What's different?
The neuter.
What's different about it?
The neuter nominative. It's not an O, is it?
Ah, yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oops.
Okay. And so, anyways, it's Omicron anyway. Anyways, and so since you should already know that, remember the building blocks, okay? That's why we have the test break where we have it, because now you build on it. Okay, so if you have those in the memory bank a little bit, then pronouns is not a big deal. You just kind of know that when it looks like a car, it's a pronoun, right? Auto.
You did that.
I mean, I look at that and I see auto just in the neuter there. Do you see auto? So if you see an auto without the mobile, it's a pronoun. Now, that'll change a little later on when we talk about being a reflective pronoun and it means same. But anyways, but for now, it means to you, when you see it this way, a pronoun, okay? This will be one of the words where the accenting may make a difference, okay? It's not a big deal. Context always makes it easy, okay? So that's what I'm saying. So don't sweat it. I'm just telling you that it can, you know, how it's accented may have it translate differently. But for now, it's easy. It's pronoun, okay? Your next word is de. De is a conjunction, and you can see that it has but and and. However, de is postpositive, okay? And you can see that in paragraph 91. And I want you to write down that de means now. Now, N-O-W, now. Okay? De is a conjunction, but de is used many times to indicate a new thought process, a new thought pattern. And so can be translated now we were going to the, instead of and or but, because and or but really is, and is chi, that's joining two like things. Allah is but as well, and that's contrasting. And so de is used in both of those cases, but many times is used to indicate a new thought process, new thought pattern. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Next column, ego, is where we get our word ego. So ego, and it's a pronoun. And again, if you turn over to paragraph 94, you can see that it is the first person personal pronoun. And there you have the declension. Ego emu, emoi, eme, hemes, hemon, hemenemas. Okay? This one is different. Okay? It's not like the auto, autos. Okay? This one you're going to have to work on. Okay? Ego emu, emi, emas, emoi, ema, or ego emu, emoi, eme, hemes, hemon, hemenemas. Okay? Now, you'll note as well that coming down the singular, when you get to the genitive, dative, and accusative, it can be emu or just mu, or emoi or just moi, eme or just me, me. Okay? So, the statement is given underneath it. The forms there are used when emphasis is desired. The unemphatic forms, mu, moi, me, okay, are enclectic. Does anybody remember what enclectic means? Yes, we have. Okay, so let's.
I heard
crow. Okay, so back in 92, see, paragraph 92 right there in the same.
Oh, I haven't read that.
Oh, isn't it?
No, I thought we had it before. Okay, okay, an eclectic word is a word that goes so closely with the preceding word as to have no normally accent of its own. Okay?
Well, that's the same as the. Proclitics, isn't it?
Right. Well, it says eclectics are thus distinguished from proclitics, which go so closely with the following words as to have no accent of their own. So, same concept.
Mm. Okay. Same concept, different places.
That's
words.
Right. Okay. And then, ami is your next word. It's I am. Okay. Ami is, let's see, on paragraph 98. Just before the exercises.
Oh, chapter.
Uh-huh.
Long character.
Amy A. Esten, Esmen, Esmen Esta, Asa. Okay? Amy A. Esti, Esmen Esta, Asi. Okay? So, a lot of memorization. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So... not a lot of new words, just... And then Su is the second person, okay, and that was paragraph 95. So you have 94, 95, 96, your first person, second person, third person pronouns, okay? And then 95. This is semi-easy because it does use a lot of the endings of the same. Anyways, but Su, Su, Soy, Se, Humes, Humon, Humin, Humas, okay?
Where are you, please?
95, paragraph 95. Okay, so if you look at paragraph 94 and paragraph 95 for the ego and su, the endings are identical except for ego and su, the original. Otherwise, you have the u, oi, e, and then es, on, in, as. Do you see that? Okay, so all you have to remember is just the e and a, m, and then the s, u. And kind of put it together.
The plurals don't have any sigmas.
The plurals don't have any. No. No, but the. What it's like on the. What are we talking here? What are you guys talking about?
The singular is all su.
Right, right. They all start with the sigma, and the plurals all start with just the upsilon. But in like in 94. The singulars all start with epsilon, and the plurals all start with the eta. Okay, so, but the endings are the same. Okay. All right.
And there is an inclectic.
What's that now?
Under 95 and 95, the forms are inclectic?
Inclectic, right.
92.
Except.
Like an ego, like in 94. Okay? Except for when they're emphatic, just like in the ego. The unemphatic forms are enclectic. Again, since we're not really worrying so much about the accenting, it really doesn't bother you too much. Okay, don't rap on that one too much. Okay, use of pronoun in paragraph 97. Okay, a pronoun is a word that stands instead of a noun. Makes sense, right? Okay, and so it's not a big deal. So when you see it in a sentence, okay, for example, in paragraph 2, underneath paragraph 97 there, okay, it says, I see the disciple and teach him. The antecedent of him is disciple. Remember, we've talked about this many times as far as context, okay, how you would translate something based upon the context. Okay, and then they're going to give you many examples coming down from there, okay, talking about it. But as a whole, you're going to use a pronoun just like you use a noun. Nominative is what?
The subject of a sentence.
I should ask Tim and Ben this. Genitive is what?
Possession.
That makes sense. Dative is?
Indirect
object. Notice there's two people not talking yet. Accusative is?
Direct object.
Oh, good. Elimination there. Gonna be a long drive home.
You know, it was in the first place. They were taking a little break. They just weren't tracking yet.
No.
We're talking
about the test. All right. So, anyways, but there's many examples there for you to go through. Okay. Look down at subparagraph 4. It's in the bottom page 48 for me, but that doesn't mean anything for you guys maybe. But subparagraph 4 is in one of the parentheses. Okay, the personal pronouns are not used in the nominative case unless there is emphasis upon them. Okay, now why would that be?
They're not necessary.
That's exactly right. Why is that?
Because they're already understood in the verb.
That's exactly right. They're not necessary because they're understood in the verb. Make sure to take here's that. That's exactly right. And so if you see then the pronoun used in the nominative, then they're emphasizing the fact that it's I did these things. So when we talk about ego e me, I even I am. Make sense? So, and then just Don, just so you know, ego e me, we've talked about that a lot as the, in John chapter 8, Jesus, when he claims to be I am, there's one passage in John 8, at the end of it, when they pick up the stones to throw at him, and it's always capitalized, and it says, you know, before Abraham was, I am. It says, before Abraham was, ego e me. But there's actually four times, including that one, in John chapter 8, where he claims to be I am. And if you look at it in John 8, and I think verse 28 is one of them. Anyways, I can't remember the exact verses, I can tell you what they say. But when you see the italics in your English, that means it's not there in the Greek. So Jesus says, unless you believe I am, you will die in your sins. Now in the English we read, unless you believe I am he, you'll die in your sins. It doesn't say that.
Doesn't
what
say
Jesus
he.
Right. What Jesus says was, unless you believe ego in me, in other words, I am that I am, you'll die in your sins. And so I believe he's claiming his deity at that on those times as well, which is understood at the end of John 8. So it's an emphatic.
And so it would be better translated, unless you believe I, even I am.
Yeah.
Would be a better translation than the I am me.
That's 1%. That's exactly right. Yep. But it's hard. It's hard bringing the emphatic into the English. You know? And so So you don't really, you won't really see emphatics brought into English in the Bible. But then again, it's a teaching thing.
When Jesus was before the high priest, did he use it? The ego ami?
Said thou sayest before Pilate.
Yeah, it was before Pilate, though. When they said, who do you say that I am?
The high priest said, we don't need any witnesses. It's blasphemies. And he tore his clothes.
He claimed to be the Son of God.
Oh, I thought he said, are you the Son of God? And his answer was, I am. I thought.
He could be. I don't know. I don't know, Don. I'll have to look at that.
Steve's looking.
Good, good, Steve. You got your poem. Steve's reading poems now. Yesterday in church we talked about harlots and now he's reading poems. I'm not quite sure of this church. There's something wrong about this church right now. Do you know what passage that is?
That would and be. I don't know what version it was. Whether versions may.
Well, no, but that's a good point. I would have to look it up. I didn't honestly bring my New Testament Greek today. Or my Bible, or my Palm Pilot. So.
164 occurrences.
Wow.
I'll be here for a while.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll look it up.
What about Matthew?
It is in Matthew. Yeah. And it's probably in 27. It's probably in 27, because 26 is the upper room in the arrest.
27 is Pilate.
Okay, the end of 26 then. Be very end of 26.
This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple. Let's see. Thou hast said.
Okay.
Jesus said unto him, thou hast said.
Okay.
Nevertheless, hereafter
so
shall
you
see
the
Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven.
So what did the high priest say?
He said, well, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes.
I know, but before that, what did he ask him? Are you the Son of God? I think it's what he asked him.
Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses witness against thee? That Jesus held his peace.
Right.
Oh, then the high priest said, I adjure you by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of God.
Right.
You said it when thou hast said
it. You said it. You said it. You said it.
You said it.
You said it. Bringing it English vernacular. Not quite sure how that was stated that way, but you said it! Anyway, yeah. But they understood it. All right. So that is the key of all this, okay? So let's look at, you've got to do 1 to 15 odd. That's 8 problems. You know my little note there on your... doing more exercises is permissible and would probably be a help. However, it is not mandatory nor worth extra credit. So, just in case, answer both of those questions as it comes.
Do we have to parse since it doesn't say we have to parse?
No, you don't have to parse. Okay. However, again, parsing, though not mandatory, is always beneficial. Because if I ask you, why did you train it that way, and you can't parse it for me, then that's a boo-boo, okay? I mean, remember, the whole purpose, the whole goal of this class
is to learn.
Is for you to translate, okay? So, I mean, that's so in my mind, everything is geared to that, okay? All right, let's look at number 2 here real quick so we can try to bring in the concepts, okay? Didaskotus Adelphus Mu Kai. That's not right, Mukai, but it's Mu, Kai Lego, Altois, Parabolane. The Dasko, okay, is I
teach.
Teach, good, okay, I teach. Tus Adelphus,
The men.
The brothers.
The brothers. Okay. Moo. Not a cow. Moo. This is the non-emphatic form
of
ego.
So I.
Look at it in your parrot. Make sure you see it. Ego and moo. You see it?
No.
First person pronoun there. Paragraph 94, is that right?
Singular genitive.
Singular.
Ego.
Good.
Paragraph
94. Yep. Okay. Moo. Okay. So moo is of me. Kai is and. Lego is I say. Altois. Altois is another pronoun. Okay, remember this is the auto thing.
It's he something.
No, it's not he. It is masculine. But it's plural, so we would say
y'all.
That it is, no, not y'all, that's second person. This is third person. What's third person
they.
Plural? They, thank you. Them. Okay, parable lane, a parable. Okay, so I teach the brothers of mine, and I speak to them, because altois is dative, a parable. You see it? Okay. Everybody track of that? Okay, let's do number four. Okay. Die. Is that Princess Die?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what's Delta Yoda? Have we had that word before?
Mm-mm.
What is
that's
it?
That's
does it mean?
And now.
No?
Mm-hmm.
That's De. De is that. This is De. De.
But it's probably a form of it.
No, not. Not. No, no, not at all. De. Does it mean two? Like die? Like meaning two? No, it'd be by, huh? Hmm. This is a form of dia. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it's coming in front of a vowel. Okay. Of the eme. And so this is dia.
Drop the alpha.
You just drop the alpha. Okay. Di. Emma. Blepes. Su. Ton. Thanaton, soy de ego, lego lagus cacus. Okay? So, de is sitting with what?
Eme.
Okay, which is?
It's singular accusative.
Good. Okay. So, dia with the accusative.
Is on account of.
On account of. Remember that, Steve. See? You taught me something, Steve.
Wow.
On account of. Okay, so on account of me. Blepes, O, ace, A, U, singular C. On account of me, you see. Sue, you see you. Is that what it means? You see you? No. Sue is what?
Thou.
Okay, wait. It's you, but give me the case.
It's nominative.
So, we don't need it here, do we? That means that this means that it must be, it's emphatic. So, on account of me, you, even you, see. What do you see? The death. On account of me, you, even you, see the death. Ton thanaton. But, and where do I get the but at?
Singular dative.
No.
Wait, no.
Where do I get the but? My next word is but.
De.
De. De. De is post-positive. Post-positive means it sits as the second word in the sentence or the phrase. So, because it's sitting here in the middle of a sentence, that gives you an indication that there is a second phrase within the sentence. Does that make sense? Therefore, the first word of the phrase must be soy. And that's not a sauce.
save their data.
To or for the.
Okay. All right, so to or for you. Okay. And then ego is I. Okay, and that's the singular nominative, right? Lego, again, is I say, and so therefore I don't need it, so therefore it must be emphatic again. But I, even I say to you words, what kind of words? Evil. Evil words. Bad words.
Ugly.
So on account of you, on account of me, you, even you see the death. And or but, to you, I, even I say bad words.
So the conjunction actually comes in second word in the...
It depends on how you... Because this is a dative, you could say to you, or you could say, but to you, I say. Yeah, you'd have to say but to you. You'd have to put the but in there.
But the conjunction, that can't be the first word in the...
No, no. Debt is always post-positive.
So it can't be...
It will not be the first word, right.
But in the English, you would switch it.
You would switch it, right. 100%. You'll see the same thing with the word gar when we get there. It means for.
Oh, that was a fish.
Yeah.
In Are you going to say, but to you, I, even I, say bad word to you?
But to you, I, even I, say bad words. You could say and, you could say but. That's your choice as a translator at that point.
Okay.
Does it make sense? Whatever makes more sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
I threw but in there when I started translating it, just to throw a word in there. I probably would have changed my translation to and. Because it makes more sense, because they're both... Not contrasting thoughts, they're equal thoughts. What a rotten sentence, huh? At least you could have said somebody else was doing evil, not me. Okay, any questions on the pronouns?
Not yet.
Good. This one's not as rough, okay? Now, clearly, you need to know to be able to write the declensions down, the paradigms down, okay? So work on those, okay? There might be an important reason to know those next week. Get it?
Yeah.
Egad.
No, that wasn't one of them. And me, it was one of them. Egad was not one of them. Maybe later on in one of the other lessons we'll have an egad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we are grateful to you for your grace and your mercy. And again, we're grateful to you for the ability that you've given to us to cognitively process the information of the Greek language. Lord, to be able to learn the language which you chose to write the new covenant into. I pray that you would help us to do it again for your glory and not our own. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.